Racing Queensland have come out and said that. And Peter Snowden does join us. Peter, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it seems a bit awkward up there today with just the 10 runners in that race.
Yeah, Force Rail must be out, Andrew, is it?
No, the rail's in the True.
Oh, that seems hard to work out, doesn't it?
It does. I've texted two people and they've both come back with the same thing. So Racing Queensland, I know there's been a few trainers that have been outspoken this week about it, but they're both saying that it's at this time of the year, the ruling is from the start that there is only 10. But then I pose the question, we got 16 lining
correct
up next week, Pete.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
It's 1,100 today, yeah, isn't it? And 1,200 next week.
Yeah.
Probably the start is up the chute. I'd say it has something to do with the start, I think.
Kelly Sweet has just texted me. He said it is a bad start. So maybe just from that 1,100, they can't run more than the 10, Ray.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason, Andrew and Peter, but why not split the race? But anyway, hopefully, as we said, they'll sort that out for next year. Mm. Hey, Pete, you've got a good team in at the Kenso this afternoon, including Hightail, who is still in the Magic Millions next week, but I dare say everything hinges on what he does this afternoon.
Absolutely right, yeah. It's got a tough ask. He's running 3 weeks in a row if he was to win today, but he's handling it well so far, I've got to say. He's a tough horse, but he gets his chance today. He's drawn a good gate. He's particularly well himself. I haven't done much with him. He's bouncing off the track this morning, so he certainly hasn't taken any harm from the race and he's had it up to date, but does get another chance today.
Yeah, both his runs have been excellent. Comes out of what I thought was a pretty decent two-year-old race last week. He stuck to his guns well. Drawn ideally this afternoon, Pete.
Absolutely, Ray. And I think 1150 will suit him too. He was sort of nearly at his top the whole way today, so I was surprised he hung on as well as he did. So that good draw should give you a little bit of a softer run and just might make the difference at the end.
The other two-year-old in that race, Peter, interests me. Vici, I hope I pronounced that correctly. And I am Invincible Colt. He had a prep in the spring. He gave him one trial, didn't go to the races, but two pretty nice trials going into his race debut today.
Yeah, look, he's a beautiful horse. He's got a good pedigree. He's got a half-sister that goes quite well in Brisbane as well, so he'll definitely make the grade. Just take a little while to work it out. He's not switched on as some at this age, but he's a lovely type, will definitely improve from the run. And what you say is right, his trials have been good enough. But whether he just puts it all together, that's the thing. He's just still learning what it's all about. And for that good draw, though, with a good rider on, he's going to get his chance today. But he's definitely a horse to watch for the future.
Yeah, I like that horse. Then down to race 6, Pete, Poetic Charmer. He's just in a rich vein of form at the moment. You scratched him last week, but you had this race in mind, Pete.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. I think I've made the right call. It definitely looks the right race for him. And spacing his runs really helped the horse. He's carrying a lot more condition this time in. He's handling a lot better. And looking at him, he looks as good as he's ever looked ever. I'm really happy going into today. And I think he's got a great chance.
Well, both his wins have been contrasting, haven't they, Pete? He led and pretty much dominated at Canterbury. And then at Warwick Farm, I think he appreciated being ridden conservatively from an awkward gate, to be fair. But he unleashed late.
Yeah, look, it was good. We had all intents to go forward, but he stepped slow. And Tommy took plan B in the hand and said he'll ride him back. And he settled beautifully. But you're right, he ran him up really quickly. Probably wasn't an overstrong race, but the manner in which he put him away was good to see. So he's got some options today. The real speed's drawn right beside him. He can follow that horse across, or he can sit. It depends on tempo, but he's got options to take, and that's the beauty of having the same rider on. He knows a bit about the horse.
Yeah, no, good point. Empress Way resumes for you, Peter, in race 7. He's a horse we probably expect to come into his own once he gets up to 1,800, 2,000. But I find it interesting that you're resuming him over 1,550 off a couple of eye-catching trials.
He's trial well. He's a funny horse, Ray. You're right. He runs like 18 to 2,000 metre races, but you can't work him like a stayer. Once you start working wrong, he goes very dour. So the fresher he is, the better he is. So I've kept that in mind and be very mindful of that and the placement of where we placed him. So the two trials being good gaps between them and a good gap from his last trial to this run today. So don't be surprised, even though it's a little bit short. I won't surprise me at all to see him run well.
Yeah, he's a good horse once he strikes form. He's a very consistent galloper. Toroso down to the last. I think he might be sneaking under a few people's radar here because his two runs back have been super and a massive drop in weight this afternoon, Pete.
That's a big plus for him, Ray. That was a turning point for me. I was a little bit sceptical about running him here, but look, I think from where he's drawn today, and that big weight relief that he gets. He can hold a bit more of a forward spot and take advantage of his one gate and probably not be so far back. But you're right, his form's outstanding. The horse that have beat him have gone on and won again straight away. So that's good form. And the horse looks in great order. It looks nice race for him.
Yeah, and at double-figure odds. Suspense, Peter, you had nominated for the Kensington meeting, but you've decided to run Suspense at the Gold Coast today?
I just thought, even though it was a small field here, it was a fairly strong race. The Gold Coast, I thought, was a touch easier. Mm-hmm. And he's a bit of a quirky horse, too. I think the more you move him around, the more you mix it up, the better he is. So I've got a punt sending to Brisbane, and he'll go around today.
Fair enough. And just finally, Pete, one runner at Wyong, and she's got a good chance, Savannah Safili. She's racing well.
Yeah, no, she is. She's only limited, but great runner at Newcastle the other day. She's under pressure a long way out and just kept making ground. So she's still learning what it's all about. Has done well since the last start, and the ownership there is very difficult. If I can win that, I'll kick a goal at home. So, Lynn names the horse.
Oh, there you go. There's extra pressure there, Pete.
Chinese or nothing tonight, Pete.
Oh, well, I get fish and chips when I get home. I know what I've done. So.
Yeah, I know. You better check it all out if you don't win.
Well, Pete,
mate, we think.
Yeah, I was going to ask him quickly, Andrew. You might be able to answer this question then. Your best for today, Pete.
I hope it's the bench, but I think poetic charmer, I think I'll pay, but he looks my best.
Fair enough. Hey, terrific, Peter. Thanks very much for joining us. Best of luck with Savance, most importantly, this afternoon.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you.